From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
You know, living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, it affects nearly every aspect of daily life. Yet nearly half of the 27 million living with the condition wait years before receiving a proper diagnosis and managing symptoms. The symptoms, feelings of breathlessness or shortness of breath, can worsen over time and potentially lead to hospitalization and even death. Now, in fact, COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. and a major cause of disability. Pretty scary stuff. I've got a very special guest on my show, Thomas C. Corbridge, MD. He's a medical expert for GSK and the pulmonologist in Chicago, Illinois. And Candace Norris, who is living with COPD, you poor thing. And welcome to you both. Hello there.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, you're most welcome. I myself was getting examined for this a couple of weeks back, thinking, you know, I have the same, and I've only got a touch of asthma, this and that, but they figure out I've got sleep apnea, would you believe? But the symptoms are pretty similar, doctor, rather surprising. But it seems that there is a tremendous need to prioritize care for those with COPD and treat this disease consistent with other illnesses. You'd back that up, wouldn't you?
You know, I absolutely would. You know, this is a, as you mentioned, a very common condition. And you know, COPD is a umbrella term, encompasses really two more specific terms of emphysema, or loss of lung tissue or holes in the lung, and chronic bronchitis, which is really speaks to the airway manifestations of the disease, where the airways can become inflamed and narrowed. And these combine to create the symptoms that you so well described of shortness of breath that is progressive, and very importantly in some patients, intermittently peppered by flare-ups, exacerbations, that are really important to understand and prevent because they can cause additional lung damage. And when patients present to us with breathlessness or these flare-ups, you know, we need to know that early. We need to catalog that very carefully so that we can craft a very appropriate multi-pronged treatment approach that works.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would 9 out of 10 people with COPD admit that they're not completely open with their doctor when discussing their symptoms? I mean, even more concerning, 1 in 4 patients hospitalized for a COPD flare-up die within a year. I mean, what's going on, Doc?
Yeah, and I think, you know, that that first statistic, you know, that under-reporting by patients is so common. I think there's several reasons for that. One, some patients feel guilty or embarrassed by having developed COPD, understanding that most of these patients have done so through cigarette smoke. So I think that's a part of it. I think there's also an under-reporting of symptoms based on the thinking that some of these symptoms are coming from other things, you know, getting older, maybe having put on some weight, maybe not being as conditioned. And so this breathlessness that comes on, you know, often gradually and progressively is attributed to other things. And that may not be shared with your provider. And then as patients feel breathless, they stop doing things, becoming more sedentary. And that mitigates those symptoms as well. So for all the above, patients, as they come in, may be underreporting. And so one of the really strong bits of advice I would have for patients is to kind of step back. If you are having symptoms, try to be honest about those. Tell us where you are. Come in as early as possible so that physicians can really do a good job characterizing where you are in your journey.
In a nutshell, how do you describe COPD quickly to anybody and its symptoms?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it is almost always a smoking-related disease where there's lung damage that can create breathlessness and these flare-ups. Coming in early and getting involved with that multidisciplinary treatment plan can help relieve those symptoms, get you less breathless, get you back more involved and engaged, and really importantly, prevent exacerbations to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's important for patients to speak openly and honestly about their COPD symptoms. They may not even know they've got them. Talk with your physician. But I guess also the overweight caper is not, it doesn't help, does it? I know we're hammered every day, you know, overweight for this, overweight for that. But as you get older, I think it's worse if you are overweight. That doesn't help this condition.
Yeah, I certainly think that's a part of, you know, the multidisciplinary approach. You know, we want to see where you are and do everything we can to try to improve, you know, and move you forward. So smoking cessation, of course, is vital. You know, certainly issues with nutrition and trying to achieve the right weight combined with an exercise program. Vaccinations are important to consider. And then medications unique to your situation can decrease, you know, your symptoms, improve your breathlessness, get you back engaged. And importantly, this whole treatment program can cut down on those flare-ups and the potential for ongoing lung damage.
Well, you've just given some very good tips to help patients initiate these conversations with their physicians and, you know, things to do. Is there anything else that you know over, you know, with your experience over the years now that just stands out as a good tip to help if somebody, you know, is starting to feel these conditions, how they can help themselves a little better with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it goes back to you know, trying to understand that getting in early matters. Your physicians are there to help you. They are rooting for you. They're trying to do everything they can to make you better. They're on your side, and they will, you know, try to figure out where you are and then design, you know, an overall treatment plan that could be effective. And, you know, some patients like to access additional information through websites. This can be very helpful to kind of plan for a clinic visit, to understand what questions are worth asking and things considering. We certainly recommend COPD.com as a website that can help patients kind of learn more about the disease, go in different directions depending on you know, where their concerns are, help them prepare for clinic visits. It's a really rich website for additional information.
All right, that's www.copd.com. It's got a lot
That's
of stuff
right.
on that. Now, we've got a patient. We're going to speak to her in just a second, Candace Norris. But, Doc, I'd just like to ask you this question. What does a comprehensive COPD disease management plan, what does that look like?
So that, you know, that comprehensive plan really does start with, you know, developing that trusting relationship, that open and honest relationship with your physician. So it starts there. And then, you know, through that relationship, we're going to help patients quit smoking if that's required. Again, you know, review your status with regard to vaccination. It will be important to get back to an exercise program. Pulmonary rehabilitation can do that in a formal way. And then, you know, to try to craft the right medication strategy unique to your situation to relieve your shortness of breath. You know, so that'll be followed very carefully. To decrease the chance of those exacerbations, which are also carefully followed throughout, you know, a clinic visit and subsequent. So that kind of is the overall approach. It works. This is a treatable disease. The sooner you get in, the better.
Okay. All right. So, gentlemen, ladies, did you hear that? As soon as you get in, the quicker you get in, the better. Okay. Now, young Candace. Hello there, Candace Norris. She's a 64-year-old wife and mother. She was diagnosed with COPD back in 1996. Now, both of her parents died from COPD, and her sister is also currently diagnosed with COPD. Doc, I mean, you know, Candace, the first thing I'd ask, I mean, is this a relative thing? Is this handed down or what? How did you first know you had this?
Consistent hospitalizations is how my diagnosis came about. I don't believe that ours is a genetic component, but I mean, there's more and more that shows up every day. I just finally had to make a decision on my own to control my condition instead of letting it continue to control me for the rest of my life. It became very important to me. I was losing time with my family. I was hospitalized frequently, and it wears you down. You can't take care of your family. You can't work. There's so much you miss out on. And shortness of breath isn't just a very simple thing. It's devastating and frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to inflate a brick, which is almost impossible, as you can imagine. So I finally came to terms with it, sir, and started taking, you know, going to my doctor seriously, eating correctly, as that has been mentioned, take my medicines correctly, and I exercise. And I have an exercise buddy, which is my youngest son, and we do it a lot. We participate in 5Ks. I also participate in obstacle courses, which they are amazing, and they have helped me so much. And I just love life, you know. It's in front of me, and I'm just going to keep moving forward all I can.
Good on you. But what was it that led you to speak more openly, though, in the first place, and honestly, you know, with your doctor about the impact?
Well, I realized that not telling them the truth, not telling them what a smoker I was, because I didn't really want to quit. That's another thing I had to come to terms with. And I finally realized that this is not how I wanted to live. I didn't want to be a couch vegetable. I wanted to participate in my own life. And you can't, when you can't move around, you can't even walk to the bathroom by yourself because you cannot breathe well enough to get that far. And, you know, I hope that no one else has to reach that level, because that is devastating to your life. It's expensive. It's hard on your family, too, to watch you go through that.
Mm.
I mean, I watched my parents, and it was a horrible thing. And so just take this seriously and do something about it. Even if it's one step at a time, you can do this.
Well, Candace, you have touched on a couple of areas. How did you change the way that you manage your disease, you know, since the early rough days? Tell us about your COPD disease management plan.
Well, first and foremost, I did quit smoking finally. I let go of that, and I haven't started since. I was open and honest with my doctor to let him know exactly where I was at, because it is very frightening to be at that level of being short of breath. I involve my family a great deal. I don't keep any secrets from them. They know when I'm ill. They know you want to catch it early. You don't want to wait until it's an ambulance in the ER. You want to get to that doctor soon so that maybe he can add additional medications to help you. And you want to keep moving. Just sitting on the couch, that's not going to do it for you. You need to get out there, walk, run, sit up, whatever you're capable of doing. Find help, find a buddy, whatever it takes, do it.
Yeah, well, a lot of jobs, you know, are sitting down all the time. I just invested in one of those things that you stand up with, and your computer can come up with it, you know, so I could stand up a little bit. But
absolutely.
But it doesn't replace going for a walk, does it? Or taking the dog? Or,
yeah.
You know, I think you've got to do that physical exercise along with it. In your experience, Candace, I mean, you know, why is it important to speak up about the symptoms? How do you know you've got the COPD symptoms other than just shortness of breath?
Well, I don't think that as a layperson you know what you're dealing with. That requires a doctor's approach. So when you've reached the point of getting short of breath, you're already dealing with the condition. So get in there and tell them and let them know without a doubt what level you're at. And if you can't think of the right questions to ask, go to the website, copd.com. That's going to guide you to ask the best questions that you possibly can, because there's so much information there. And if you don't tell your doctor what you're going through, they cannot develop a comprehensive plan for you. They can't give you the correct medications. They can't recommend things. They can't give you permission to get out there and work out or whatever you can do.
Yeah, very important. I definitely, listeners, you know, take her advice. I mean, here is, you know, a living, breathing actual, not an actor, somebody that's living through it and who knows and wants to live on and enjoy her grandchildren and live life.
I do.
Of course you do. And you're not going to let this darn thing beat you. Well, my hat's off to you, Candace. Proud of you. You keep it up, okay? You're a good ambassador for the cause. www.copd.com. And everything is in there for you just about to understand, and then book it with your doctor. Thanks, Candace. It was nice speaking with you. And, doctor,
thank you so much.
You're doing a great job there. Dr. Thomas C. Corbridge, medical doctor, thank you for taking the time out today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're most welcome. Keep up the good work. It was lovely speaking
Thank
with you.
You.
You're welcome. Well, he's a medical expert for GSK, as I said before, and a pulmonologist in Chicago, Illinois, affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area, including Northwestern Memorial Hospital, an adjunct professor of pulmonary and critical care at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. So he's no idiot. Okay, he received his medical degree from the University of Chicago, Pritzker School of Medicine, and he's been in practice for almost 30 years. I hope you enjoyed listening to both of them today. More importantly, I sincerely hope that it may have helped you do something early. You heard it here on The Mark Bishop Show on the Business Radio X Network.